And I'd like to welcome back to the show. We have Lauren of Storyland, and this time we brought around Allie.
Yes, we did.
Excellent. Another special guest. Good morning. Thank you guys for joining me. We're so super excited. All this week, we've been taking qualifiers, giving away a family four-pack of tickets to Storyland. That's our grand prize that we're going to give it away today, all for our endless summer of prizes. But I thought, while we'll have you in studio to make this big announcement, we should talk about the thing that's on everybody's mind, Nostalgia Night.
Yeah.
Nostalgia Night. You guys had your first one just a couple weeks ago,
yep.
And now you have the second one coming up on Tuesday, July 9th, with some tickets still available. People need to act fast. How was it? What's going on when it comes to...
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool to watch a few thousand adults just be kids.
Just be kids again, yeah.
Yeah, and they were all so excited to do the littlest things, like get a sticker from Mother Goose and ride down the slides, go on the Dutch shoes and get their faces painted and play games. Like, everyone was just being a kid, and it was pretty awesome to see the smiles on everybody's faces, and they were all reliving family memories and recreating those old photos on the spider. And
yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Excellent. And then obviously it was so popular, the first one. We talked about it before earlier on that it sold out so fast. You guys were almost overwhelmed by the amount of tickets that were sold that you decided to do a second one, and that's coming up on July 9th, so you guys can once again relive those memories, and I'll go through this live music and all of that provided.
Yes, there is. We have a live band, and it's going to be pretty much the same as the first event.
Sure.
But we have about 70 tickets left.
Okay.
So, if anybody wants to join us, tickets are on sale on our website.
Now's the time. Yeah, that's storylandnh.com. That's when you want to log on. If there's only that many left, they're going to go fast. Dwindling numbers here. We only have a few days left beforehand. So act now while you still have a chance. Again, that's storylandnh.com. Of course, while you're there, too, you can check out the full schedule of all the events happening. I know you guys had the Chalk Art Festival not too long ago. It looks like there's another event coming up, Coasting for Kids. Talk about the events a little bit.
Yeah, so the Chalk Art Fest last weekend, the chalk art is still there because the weather's beautiful and it hasn't
Excellent.
Washed it away. So anybody that's coming probably in the next week or so will still be able to see some of the chalk art, which is pretty cool. There's some 3D ones that they can actually like pose on and take mm-hmm. some cool 3D pictures. And then we have Coasting for Kids on July 13th.
Yeah, Nally, what is Coasting for Kids? Explain that.
Coasting for Kids is a fundraiser for Give Kids the World, which is a Central Florida nonprofit resort. They provide cost-free vacations to critically ill children and their families. So we're putting on an event for them. It's $100, and you get to ride the Aurorasaurus and the Polar Coaster before the park opens with 20 other people. You get a free T-shirt, and all of the money goes to Give Kids the World, and your admission for the day is included.
Wonderful. What a fantastic cause to get behind. That is pretty cool. That's Coasting for the Kids, and that will be happening on Saturday, July 13th. You guys also have a newly remodeled ride. We talked about it a little while ago. How is that going, the Raptor Safari? Getting good feedback?
Yeah, so far so good. Everybody seems to they love dinosaurs. Every kid loves dinosaurs.
Yeah, I can't deny it.
Yeah, and it's a scavenger hunt to find Bob the Safari Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, so the kids are enjoying the hunt for Safari Bob and all the dinosaurs along the way.
And then there's also a new experience, Fairy Tale Training 101, which is brand new to the lineup. How's that
going?
Yeah,
yep. So similar to Cinderella's Tea, it's a paid snack time, and the kids with Red Riding Hood, Tinkerbell, and Peter Pan learn how to be honorary fairy tale characters, which is pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, it sounds like a fun... You guys always having a good time over there at
we
Storyland
are.
Nonetheless. So StorylandNH.com is where you can go for full details on all of that when it comes to the rides, all the shows, of course, the fundraisers that you're doing, and all of your special events, including Nostalgia Night. Remember, just like Allie said, there's only a few tickets left, so make sure you go log on and buy those tickets before July 9th. That's when the big show will go down for Nostalgia Night number 2. All this week, we've been quizzing our listeners here on fairy tale trivia. Fairy tale trivia.
Ooh.
Yeah, all week long, we tackled Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, of course, was just this morning, Hansel and Gretel, Jack and the Beanstalk, and all kinds of crazy questions. People were going nuts over it, texting in and more. But now we've whittled it down to our top five. We have five competitors right now. They are all in the running for this grand prize. I got a little drum roll here for you. Right after this, Allie, I'll point, and we can make it happen for you. You can make the big announcement. Who wins that family four-pack of tickets?
Kiri Jones of Tamworth.
There it is. Round of applause. Congratulations to Carrie. Carrie Jones of Tamworth is the big winner. She wins the grand prize this week for the Endless Summer of Prizes, and that is a family four-pack of tickets to Storyland. So now she gets to go and enjoy pretty much all of that we're discussing right here over at Storyland, which is pretty awesome. Well, great. So what, we're halfway through the season now, right? Pretty much.
Amazingly, yes.
Amazingly, yes. Halfway.
It goes so fast. So fast.
It goes so fast. So make sure if you haven't gone over to Storyland yet, or even if you have, you should go again. That's StorylandNH.com for full details, and go visit the place where fantasy lives. Allie and Lauren, thank you so much for joining
me. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.